Well, we move forward onward to Dallas. That's where our focus is. Obviously, today was like a Wednesday for us. I'll leave it open to questions.
Mark, what's the latest on Tim Jennings?
We'll have put an injury report out tomorrow, Rich, with everything on it. We don't have to do an injury report today. So the whole group will be on a list tomorrow, obviously, and that's by league approval, obviously. Tomorrow's the day that'll all come out.
Mark, losing Lance, what were your thoughts knowing that he'd be done for the season?
You know, it's tough. It's leadership. It's experience. I'm just disappointed for him personally. It's been a rough couple of years for him with the injuries that he's had. And when he's played, he's played extremely hard, and he's been an important element, obviously, to this organization, not only last couple of years since I've been here, but obviously throughout his career. He's been an influential leader in the locker room and obviously a tremendous football player on the field.
What's been the extent of your communication with him since the decision was made?
Well, I saw him in this morning. He was working with our trainers, so I didn't get a chance to speak with him today. Certainly we'll talk over the next couple of days.
Would the decision have been postponed or different had you guys won the game?
Oh, I don't know that any. This is all based on trainers and doctors, Brad. Everything is done according to what they decide. So, as I said last week, when I had talked, the diagnosis, the doctors, all the information was not in at that time. So, and again, everything that we're doing with him is all based on decisions made by doctors and the time that he's going to be out.
Or what stood out about the pass defense?
Say that again.
What stood out about the pass defense when you look back at the Lions game?
Boy, I've already moved so far into Dallas.
So we didn't have a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, I know that. it's a combination of a number of things. I mean, it's a combination of our pass rush and our back end working together. And as we looked at it, you know, we were one step away, you know, of hitting Matt. He made a couple of really good throws, one step away of hitting him and one step away from just making the play on both sides of it. Certainly we played against good players, but that's what we're trying to improve on this week, is trying to get one step closer with our rush and one step closer covering these guys, because it's a very similar situation this week.
Obviously, there's a lot of pride in the locker room. Was it a tough sell to the offensive line to let them know that the running game was basically going to be shunned for the horizontal?
Yeah, I've been down that road with our guys are locked in. Every offensive line wants to run the football. We all want to run the football. But we put game plans in to do what we think is best for the team that day against that specific team. So, they're a prideful group, but I think they understand, you know, certainly it didn't go the way we wanted. That's why we're working at it today. We've talked a lot about it. We're coaching through it, and we're going to try to do a better job this week on Thursday night against Dallas.
Mark, you guys limited Dez Bryant to 22 catches last year in this game. Do you even look at that game? Are the teams so different now? And what goes into kind of...
Well, I think that's a little bit towards the competitive side, but the second part of your question, yes, we have looked at the game. There's a lot of matchups that are still there. Offensively and defensively, there's still very much similarities into things that they're doing. So we're looking at all that as we approach the game.
So what goes into kind of containing him?
Number one is the pass rush. You know, it starts with a pass rush and doing things coverage-wise to mix it up and make it difficult for him to get the football. That means disguises and all the things that go into playing pass defense, which is not just about the back end, but about the rush and the looks that we give the quarterback and the protection issues that we cause the offensive line, which is a very good one.
I was going to say, what do they do well, especially in the run game?
They do it. They have as good a set of runs as you'll see. They do it all different kinds of combination runs, and they've really made a point of trying to work in that regard. And obviously, Murray has had having an exceptional year because of it. So they've certainly got a personnel-wise, they're excellent up front, and they're running the football well, not with just one type of run, but with many different kinds of runs, which makes it a challenge to defend.
What does Murray have that allows him to succeed within this season?
He's got a great line. He's got great structure. He's got speed and power. He's got it all. And we've seen that almost each and every week with the productivity that he's had.
Mark, if we look at John Bostic and the opportunity he has now, what do you want to see from him over the next?
Just continued growth, and he plays hard. He plays fast. He's continued to get better. He's making calls. He's doing the things. You just got to continue to grow, and like a lot of our young guys, just get better. But he's becoming very productive in there.
What do you like about him on the weak side, as opposed to some of the other positions he played all three?
Well, I think the thing that he can do is he's got great quickness and suddenness to be able to react and respond in zone coverages as well as fit the line of scrimmage. You know, he's a very sudden player and instinctive player in that regard.
Rock Green, will physicality be a point of emphasis after
the last game? Physicality is a point of emphasis with all of our players. It's the number one thing we talk about in terms of playing the game. And as he continues to grow, as our group does, we're just going to continue to focus on that area. We can do better. Brock can do better. We can collectively, and really we are very much focused on that as we work into the week.
I know the injury reports tomorrow, but when Connie left the game, we were told at first he was being tested for a concussion, then we were told it was an eye. Is there any clarity?
I think the best clarity I can give you is what the injury report says tomorrow, Pat. I'm not a doctor, and we'll wait till tomorrow because that's when decisions have to be made on how these reports come out, with all due respect.
Sorry, can you talk about when you got here having a guy like Lance Briggs?
Mm-hmm.
The way he fit into the whole Chicago Bears image with linebackers and the history of great linebacker play, what it was like knowing you were coming here and having a player like that?
Well, certainly excited about it. I mean, I watched him play for years with the enthusiasm and the life that he played with. He always, as I watched him play over the years, he always, you want players to be out there having fun playing the game and loving the game, and he was a guy that, we certainly... I certainly saw that as a coach from afar, and certainly saw that as we proceeded on into the OTAs, into the season.
What is your sense for his emotional reaction to that?
I think that's something he'd have to respond to. You never want to see a player get hurt. Obviously, he wanted to be involved in what we're doing and finish the season. He certainly played like that when he was up. So I really can't speak for him. Like I said, I'm disappointed for our team, but I'm disappointed for him that he can't finish the season.